Well, boys and girls, we come today to another new passage in the Bible. We want to speak today to you on Abraham, the altar builder. Do you remember how the Tower of Babel ended in terrible confusion when all the people were scattered due to the different languages that God sent and how these people were scattered out? Well, one people group ended up in the land of Chaldea, and there they built a city called Ur. Now, it was a very impressive city with very important people running the government of that city, and it was very impressive. They had rules and laws and regulations for the people to follow. The problem was that they wanted to live in that city without God. They wanted to live by man's laws, and they worshipped idols, even though they had no ears that they could hear, no eyes that they could see, which is terribly silly, because why would you worship anything that cannot hear you nor cannot speak to you? Now, in the city of Ur lived a man called Terah, and he had three sons, Abraham, Haran, and Nahor. Now, sadly, Nahor died quite young, and he had a son called Lot, and Lot was left without a dad. And it seems that Abraham became a guardian or a father to him. And then God told Abraham to get out of that city, Ur of Chaldea, and start a new nation of people who would love and serve God. And he was to go out of Ur of Chaldea into a land that God would show him in the future. He was not given the exact place, so by faith, Abraham launched out to obey God. Now, he got to as far as Haran, which wasn't terribly far away from Ur of the Chaldees, and he stayed there for a considerable time until his father Terah died. And it seems that he couldn't fully obey the call of God to go to this promised land until his father passed away. And so when Abraham was 75 years old, he took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his nephew, and they set out in faith, trusting in God, because God had promised to show him the land, and God had promised to protect him from the many enemies who lived in the land of Canaan. Now, he needed protection from the Canaanites because they were very cruel, and they were very tough people. And as Abraham traveled along, he saw those Canaanites, but he did not make friends with them because they were God's enemies. And he obeyed God, trusting in his promises to keep him safe. Now, when Abraham set up his tent near the city of Bethel, he was also careful to build an altar to worship God. He did not forget God, nor did he forget the special way that God had ordained for his special people to worship him. And they were to offer a sacrifice upon an altar. Now, an altar was made of stones set up to form a tabletop, and then on top of that they would put wood, they would light the wood, have the fire blazing, and then the animal sacrifice, most likely a sheep, would be laid upon that altar, and it would be burnt to a cinder. And the offering was a burnt offering unto God. Now, to some people that seems a very strange way to worship God. But of course, a sacrifice is required because of sin. Sin offends God, and the wages of sin is death. And so when we worship God as sinners we are, we must worship God through a sacrifice. And God blessed Abraham because everywhere he went, he raised up an altar and he offered up sacrifices to God. And Abram became known as the altar builder. Now today, God still blesses those who worship God according to the sacrifice of his Son. Because as you know, the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross of Calvary. And the Lord Jesus was God's sacrifice. He was offered up on that cross to be a Savior, a sacrifice for his people. And every time that we come to God, we must worship through the Lord Jesus as our sacrifice. New Testament people don't now build altars and put animals and burn them unto God, because the Lord Jesus is our sacrifice. And we plead the value of his blood, and we worship God through our Lord Jesus. Now you need to learn that well, for it is the only way that God will be pleased with your praying and with your praises. And when you ask in Jesus' name, you are pleading his sacrifice, and you need to be pleading the value of his blood as an atonement to cover over your sins. Every time that you worship God, yes, every time, not just once or twice, but every time we come to God, we come through the Lord Jesus and we plead the power of his death, his sacrifice for us. Now, Abraham, he not only built an altar, but he was the promise taker. He really proved the value of God's promises in many times of danger. And one time when there was a famine in that land of promise, Abram went down to Egypt with his wife Sarah. Now Sarah was very beautiful, and Abraham was concerned that he would be in danger because the Egyptians, even the king of Egypt, might take Sarah and kill Abraham. And so when he went down to Egypt, he agreed with his wife that they would tell a lie. Well, it was kind of a half-truth, but it was not the whole truth. And Abraham sinned against God in doing that. And while he was down in Egypt, the king of Egypt found out. And Abraham might have been killed. But God kept his promise to protect him. And God put his fear into the king of Egypt, into his heart, that he was afraid to touch Abraham or Sarah or his servants. And so God kept his promises. And God's promises are very wonderful. And you, like Abraham, need to learn to lean upon the promises of God. And as we soon enter into a new year, wouldn't it be wonderful if we can claim the promises of God to guide us, to protect us, and to watch over us? You see, when God promises to protect his people, he will use all his supernatural powers to do it. He will see the danger in advance, because God is all-knowing. And he will arrange many, many things, even unseen by us, to keep us from evil, to keep us from danger. And he will protect us day and night. Now, the Bible says that God never sleeps. And so when we lay down to sleep, God still watches over us. Now, just as he did for Abraham, God can turn people's hearts away from harming us. Just as God turned the heart of Egypt's king to not harm Abraham, God can protect you by changing and turning hearts away from evil. And God could put a special circle or a hedge to encircle around you so that whatever you're doing, you will be safe and kept from all danger. And when the Bible says that God never sleeps, that means that even when you're sleeping, God will be watching over you. Now we learn from God's goodness to Abraham, even after he told that lie to the king of Egypt, that God always remains true to his promises. God is never harsh with his own people. God is so good and so forgiving that we should always want to honor him. Now that is what we mean when we talk about living in the fear of God. Not that God desires to harm us, but we fear to offend him by sinning against his clear commands. And we live in the fear of God when we obey his command to worship him through the name of the Lord Jesus. And God wants us to believe on his Son and pray through the name of the Lord Jesus. And then we will be living close to God. Now, I want to say to you, boys and girls, never go to bed at night without asking God to forgive your sins. Every night, plead the cleansing power of Jesus' blood to pardon you so that you will continue to know God's blessing. And then he will be your God and he will watch over you as you sleep. And perhaps you can make that your New Year resolution. That means it's something you decide that you're going to do each day in the new year. And I plead with you to do this, that every day, every night, before you sleep, that you plead the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, you plead the cleansing of his blood to save you from sin. And then, as you lay down to sleep, you will have God's protection and he will be watching over you. What a wonderful thing to do as we launch into a new year. May God work in your heart to bless you, to enjoy his promises, and to be like Abraham, the altar builder.